it's encouraging to see the HSE and IAS talking and co-working with each other. I believe that what we need is a One Ireland approach to our health service. What we need is a separate department and working towards the health of the island as a whole. I think this would be in the best interest of all the people who live in Ireland. Interesting time, certainly, with the breakup of the UK from the EU and the discussions that were happening and the conversations that were happening in Westminster yesterday and the speeches, and some were suggesting that the end of the Brexit campaign, and now we see the start of a campaign to try to save the union. This is a discussion that I believe that working class communities need to have right across the 32 counties, and I think it creates a great opportunity for us to discuss how a united Ireland would look, how a united Ireland controlled by the working classes would be of benefit to all.
One of the guarantees that was given during the Brexit negotiations was that the health cooperation would be maintained and would not be in any way compromised or diluted. From your point of view, though, that's not quite enough.
No, I don't think it is enough. It's very clear that the vast majority of people within the 32 counties wish to see a progressive United Ireland, a 32-county Ireland. We're a very small island, and I think as all working-class people who work together progressively, we can achieve a far better island than what we have at the moment.